From Los Angeles, this is Marketplace.
Wall Street puts on a nervous smile. Why your most intimate phone conversations could be a bestseller. And forget health benefits and low wages. A look at what really makes workers stay on the picket line. That's the top of our news for Monday, July 27th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed nearly 91 points higher today. Details when we do the numbers. Later on tonight's program, the virtual financial reality of internet stocks. And coming up after the numbers, an unusual advertising message. Capitalism stops at nothing. I'm Sarah Gardner. This is Marketplace. Passengers arriving at downtown San Francisco subway stations this month are seeing a rather unusual ad campaign. As Reese Ehrlich reports, the ads are using capitalism to undermine capitalism.
Deep underneath San Francisco's financial district, business executives, secretaries, and clerks scurry to jump aboard BART, the Bay Area subway system. As they look up to the destination sign to find out which train is coming, an ad occasionally flashes on the VDT screen. In large, bold letters, it says, "Capitalism stops at nothing." Many commuters have strong reactions.
I think it's stupid.
We're in the process of building new stadiums for the rich and those to be entertained while the streets are flooding with unemployed and homeless people. And the sick people and the children are reaching new levels of poverty in this state, unprecedented. And I think it's a right-on message.
Well, they also have an ad for Jesus. They are advertising for a church, which I think is equally annoying.
First, I thought I was hallucinating. honestly, because I'd had a headache, and so it looked like a train was coming, and I thought, my God, am I seeing this, or is this really true? And then I thought, who did this, and how were they able to do that? So,
how indeed? A loose group of San Francisco artists came up with the idea as a means to generate discussion about the nature of America's economic system. Andy Cox is a civil engineer by day and guerrilla artist by night. He and some friends paid $800 to the Metro Channel, a New Jersey-based company that buys ad space in BART stations. BART approved the ad, but received complaints from some commuters when the advertisement began appearing on July 1st. Andy Cox explains what happened next.
And then they called me and said, what we want to do is put the name of your organization before the ad. The following ad is presented by XYZ organization. So they asked me, so what's the name of your organization? I said, Together We Can Defeat Capitalism. And the guy burst into laughter and said, I don't think we can put that up there.
After a six-hour hiatus, the message reappeared on the destination signs with a disclaimer indicating it's a paid advertisement. That's so no one will think BART or the Metro Channel dislike capitalism. But consider the irony of using advertising, the quintessential capitalist tool, to oppose capitalism. Cox says the decision actually makes good business sense.
It seemed good value for money, and I think if you're if you're an individual or an organization, you have to look for ways to insert a message into the current media situation at minimum cost for maximum benefit. It's that cost-benefit ratio.
The group Together We Can Defeat Capitalism seems to have gotten a lot of proletarian bang for the buck. BART spokesperson Ron Rodriguez praises the artist's, well, capitalist skills.
The first rule of advertising is to get the customer's attention. This ad definitely got the customer's attention. And of course, if you can pick up some free publicity via the media, you get bonus points. For their $800 for this ad, they have gotten tens of thousands of dollars worth of free publicity. It is absolutely brilliant advertising.
Back at the Montgomery Street BART station, the anti-capitalist message is sinking in, even for those who rely on the goodwill of the capitalists. Street musician Charles T. sits in the station with an open guitar case filled with crinkled dollar bills. He's not above getting a little free advertising himself.
Believe in me.
Yeah, and on a regular basis here at Civic Center in Montgomery, and I'm on the web anyway. World Wide Web also, www.menobodyknows.com.
I'll give you jewelry.
Asked his reaction to the ad, "Capitalism stops at nothing," Mr. T says,
"Capitalist aspect is sort of like an egotistical thing. It's all mine and nobody else's, and I don't care who it is, I'm not going to share it." Well, the planet wasn't given like that. I think the planet was given for us to all of us to enjoy.
The anti-capitalist ad is scheduled to run through the end of July. But Andy Cox has even wilder plans for his guerrilla advertising campaign if he can only develop the technology and come up with the money.
Reese, I have only one word to say to you, and that's satellites. A satellite in orbit around the Earth, together we can defeat capitalism. I think that would be a pretty good cost-benefit ratio.
Believe in me.
At the Montgomery Street BART station in San Francisco, I'm Reese Erlich for Marketplace.
Please bring your love. Bring your sweet loving to me, baby. Bring it all home, yeah, to me.
Some final notes. Ron Kerry has been ousted from the Teamsters. The former union president was expelled from the union by...